Wade.com.
Wade in the water. Come on and wade in the water. Children, wade in the water.
My Lord, my God,
gonna trouble the water.
Disc Higher Ground that came out in 2002, The Blind Boys of Alabama, Wade in the Water. They won a Grammy for this album. They won a Grammy the year before this for their album Spirit of the Century, and they would win two more Grammys in years following. They have seven in all, Blind Boys of Alabama together, since with some personnel change, naturally, since 1939. Blind Boys of Alabama bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, Roger Cash. So stay tuned. A lot of good music coming your way here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're going to turn now back to 1969. Listen to another spiritual rendition, this time from Mississippi Fred McDowell.
Amen.
medical systems of your area emergency alert system equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this has been an actual emergency, such as a tornado, flood, evacuation, toxic release, or any emergency that you, the public, should be timely alerted, official messages would have followed the alert tone. The station serves as a vital part of the Louisiana State Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
From her disc, I Belong to the Band, her latest effort, that was Rory Block on vocals and 12-string guitar, doing a rendition of the song Samson and Delilah that Reverend Gary Davis recorded many years ago. This album, I Belong to the Band, is a tribute to Reverend Gary Davis. Rory Block has come out with a whole series of tribute albums over the last few years, one to Sunhouse, one to Robert Johnson, also one to Fred McDowell, and now one to Reverend Gary Davis, whom she actually met and got to listen to in some private sessions. Before we heard Rory Block here on KRVS, we heard Mississippi Fred McDowell from 1969 doing a number called, well, his version of Glory Hallelujah. And we're going to turn next to the Reverend Gary Davis himself. Very, very interesting character, first recorded back in 1935 with Blind Boy Fuller. He influenced the styles of Blind Boy Fuller, John Cephas, also Taj Mahal, and then later a whole host of folk, rock, and blues musicians. Bob Dylan, I learned a bit from Reverend Gary Davis, Dave Van Ronk, Ry Cooder, Horma Kalkinen, all sorts of people took lessons from the blind Reverend Gary Davis. Here he is from 1960, Gary Davis with Death Don't Have No Mercy.
Death don't have no mercy in this land. Death don't have no mercy in this land. He'll come to your house and he won't stay long. You look in the bed and somebody be gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. But death will go in any family in this land. Death will go in every family in this land. Well, he'll come to your house and he won't stay long. Well, you look in the bed and one in the family will be gone. Death will go in any family in this land. Well, he never takes a vacation in this land. Well, oh, death never take a vacation in this land. Well, he'll come to your house and he won't stay long. You look in the bed and your mother will be gone. Death never takes a vacation in this land. Talk. Get ready in this land. Well, it won't give you time to get ready in this land. Well, they come to your house and it won't stay long. Well, you look in the bed and somebody'll be gone. That won't give you time to get ready in this land. Make your last talk. Talk to me.
Recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin back in 1930. That was Eddie Sunhouse with Walkin' Blues. Robert Johnson would later use that same tune for his version of Walkin' Blues. Prior to hearing Sunhouse here on KRVS, we heard the Reverend Gary Davis, Blind Gary Davis from 1960, doing a number called Death Don't Have No Mercy. And that last track was, again, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin, 1930. I don't mean to gossip, but there was some interesting hanky-panky going on behind the scenes about this time between Sunhouse and Charlie Patton, who had taken him up to Grafton, Wisconsin for his first recording session, and also Louise Johnson, who was a very interesting Barrelhouse pianist. She was, her reputation had it that she was a drinker and a carouser, comparable on a scale to any blues man. She played in some of the juke joints around Robinsonville, Mississippi, and she went up to Grafton, Wisconsin with Willie Brown, Charlie Patton, and Son House, and she sort of had a falling out with Charlie Patton, and she attempted to spite Patton by having an affair with Son House. So that must have been a very interesting road trip and a series of recording sessions and that sort of thing. We're going to listen to Louise Johnson. There are very, very few women Barrelhouse pianists from this era and from rural Mississippi. So her recordings are sort of stand out and very interesting. Here she is doing a number called On the Wall. It's actually a take on Cow-Cow Davenport's Cow-Cow Blues. Louise Johnson on piano and vocals.
Stop here. Don't vip another bop. Folks, we're still down here in Memphis, Tennessee at Jim Jackson's Jamboree. There's old Tampa Red over there in the corner with that gold guitar. I'm going to see if he can play it. Come on out here, boy. We don't believe you can play that thing down here in Memphis.
Nobody knows old Memphis like I do. Nobody knows old Memphis like I do. I know it. I rambled in through and through. Boys, if you got a good woman, here's a lesson I give to you. If you got a good woman, here's a lesson I give to you. bring her to Memphis. Jim Jackson will take her away from you. I'm gonna play it for you now. Listen at this. Good to you. I'm going out now, you better look out. Better shake it fast. Folks, that is Tampa Red playing for you down here in Memphis, Tennessee at Jim Jackson's Jamboree. Now we're going to get Tampa Red, the guitar wizard, and Speckle Red, the piano hound, to give you one of them fast whippets. Get the other one. Georgia Tom been talking to you all down here tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. We're having a ball show. Get hot now, everybody.
Tampa Red, Jim Jackson, also Georgia Tom Dorsey, and Speckle Red, recorded back in 1929 in, as they said, Memphis, Tennessee. Prior to hearing this very interesting quartet, we heard Louise Johnson on piano and vocals, recorded in 1930 for Paramount Records, and during the same series of sessions that Willie Brown, Charlie Patton, and Sunhouse were recorded again. She was trying to put the make on Son House at the time. By this time, House was already a Baptist preacher, but he always had trouble sort of reconciling the sacred and the secular worlds. This is the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production, services, and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
We are going to take a look now at some of the music going on around the area this evening. Star and Micey, as well as Fufole, will be playing at Blue Moon Saloon. Also this evening, Lily Brave and the two Tsunamis will both be appearing at Artmosphere. PT and the Cruisers plays Miss Banos. Leopold and his Fictions, along with the Kitchen Project Band and the Aristotles, all will be appearing at Wild Salmon. Steve Cohen and Robert West Q will be at Backstage Bar and Grill tonight. Lerone Rubin at Charlie G's. Yvette Landry at McGee's Landing. Tomorrow morning, Warren Prejean will be playing for Zydeco Breakfast at the Café des Amis and Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Michael Guidry is at Charlie G's. Voodoo Moon plays Backstage Bar and Grill tomorrow. The Big Deal Burlesque with Joanna Devine will be taking place at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow. And just about every Saturday, there's Cajun Jam Saturday afternoons at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. On Sunday, Reverend Charlie's Patent Medicine Show will perform for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also, Gino Delafosse will be at Whiskey River. Gino's also going to be appearing as a special guest at a fundraiser called Losh Pa. It is a fundraiser this Sunday for Codafil, who's suffered some major budget cuts, and a lot of fine musicians are trying to help raise money for Codafil. The Council for Development of French in Louisiana performing this Sunday starting around 5 p.m. will be Corey Leday and his band, also Fufole, Zachary Richard, Roddy Romero, and the Hub City All-Stars with a special guest Gino Delafosse, and also Joe Alsawa and Lindsey Young, the Vadrine Family Band, Walter Mouton, Friends, Christine Boffa and Friends, and also Ray Abshire and Louis Michaud. All this takes place at Cochon's Restaurant, located Camellia Boulevard, right virtually at the Bayou. Again, music starts at 5 p.m. It is a fundraiser for CODAFIL, a Council for Development of French here in Louisiana. So good cause. Make it out there if you can and hear some very, very good music. Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Also Monday's Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier play Scotty's Ice House. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Bisbano's. And there's also a music jam at Backstage Bar and Grill Tuesdays and Thursday nights. And Wednesday night's a night for a Cajun jam at Blue Moon Saloon. We have music next from the L.A. Blues Alliance, which in this case features Keb Moe on lead vocals and also Sonny Landreth on electric slide guitar. Keb Moe on vocals with a number called Money Honey.
Well, don't you know that the landlord rang my front door bell? I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window, I peeped through the blind. I asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, money, honey. Money, honey. He said, money, honey, if you wanna get along with me. Well, I screamed and I hollered. I was so hard pressed. I called a woman that I loved the best. I finally got the baby. About a half past three, she said,
I'd like to know what you want with me.
Money, honey. Ooh, baby.
She said, money, honey.
I need some money, honey, if you wanna get along with me. Small loan would be nice. Another man take my place.
Hey, it's about my money, honey. Oh, yeah.
Money, honey. She said, money, honey, if you wanna get along with me. Well, I learned my lesson, and now I know the sun may shine and the winds may blow. And the women may go. But before I say that I love you so, I need money, honey. I want money, honey. Money, honey, if you wanna get along with me. I need cash. Money orders.
Like this.
Etta James from her 1988 disc, 7-Year Itch. Etta doing Feel Like Breaking Up Somebody's Home, a tune the Ann Peebles had a hit with years ago. And it was also covered by Albert King back in the early 70s. Before we heard Etta James, we heard the L.A. Blues Alliance from a disc called What a Life. And featured prominently on that track was, of course, Keb Moe on vocals, Money Honey, the name of the tune. And Sonny Landreth was playing electric slide guitar. He plays guitar and virtually, I think it's all the tracks on this disc, does vocals on two of them. Very, very interesting disc. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to a track from a new disc called Luke's Dream. This is from Johnny Mastro and the Mama's Boy. A number called Tonight We Ride.
Support for KRVS comes from Bayou Vermilion District, which works to preserve our natural and cultural heritage by offering environmental and recreational activities along the bayou and Vermilionville, a Cajun and Creole folklife park situated on the banks of the Bayou Vermilion, representing life in Acadiana between 1765 and 1890. More information and upcoming events at bayouvermilion.org.
You can't help but say hot dog. Now some call the wood chopping sound, some call the wood cutting bin. The last girl I cut the wood for, you know, she won't be back again. I'm a cross-cut song, just drive me across your lawn. I'll cut your wood so easy for you, you can't help but say hot dog.
From 1966, that was Albert King with his rendition of Crosscut Saw, a sort of nice funky version. King was putting out some great product at the time. We're working out of Stax Records out of Memphis. That tune has its genesis at least as far back as the 1930s, and I know in 1941, I believe it was Tommy McLennan recorded a version of that tune, but not as modern as Albert's sounding rendition. Before we heard Albert King here on KRVS, we heard Johnny Mastro and the Mama's Boys from a new disc called Luke's Dream. They did a tune called Tonight We Ride. And we turn next to a brand new release, a two-disc set of music from Taj Mahal. It's called The Hidden Treasures of Taj Mahal, 1969 to 1973. There are some definitely some interesting tracks on this particular disc from this disc here, two-disc set, I should say. Here's Taj Mahal with a number called Sweet Mama Janice.
Now this here is the Delta Blue. It's all about a woman that I know comes from Louisiana. And she lived in the city for a while and it didn't work, you know. So she just moved out to the country. You know, I'm always talking about the country. Now here's how funky the country feel. Now wait. Now look here. Here it come. It's gonna grab you.
Hey, what, come on. Come on, yeah. Papa tell you. Janice,
some peace. Up the road, up the country, way up there with sweet mama Janice. Come on, Ed Davis, now you just play this guitar.
Two-Fisted Mama, the late Katie Webster, sort of an autobiographical tune. She was born in Houston. She lived in Lake Charles for quite a stretch of time and recorded quite a bit at J.D. Miller Studios as a pianist behind other artists, and ended up finally moving out to Oakland, California. Katie Webster. Prior to hearing Katie, we heard Taj Mahal from a new release, a two-disc set called The Hidden Treasures of Taj Mahal, 1969 to 1973. From 1970, we heard him do a number called Sweet Mama Janice, and sort of the rhythmic groove in the background at times was part of Cow Cow Davenport's Cow Cow Boogie. That melody turns up all, in all sorts of places. Example Louise Johnson a little bit earlier in the hour. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, the public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also listener-supported public radio. If you are a member of KRVS, we'd like to thank you for the support and like to thank our underwriters, too. If you're not a member, consider membership. You can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That is coming up at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with a little Muddy Water to kick off hour number four of the Blues Box for this Friday. So do stay tuned. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to listen to Sue Foley on guitar from the disc Big City Blues that she did back in the 1990s when she lived in Austin. Here's Sue Foley with Girls Night Out.
One, two, three, four.